The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's June the 18th. We're a couple of days away from the first day of summer, but we're going to talk today about summer insect bites. And I've got Darren Alberti with us. Good to have you here, Darren.
DNH
Drugstores. This is the time of the year when people start coming in and say, what can I do for the mosquito bites, for the chigger bites, for all the other insects out there? Yep. So what do you do?
Yeah, we've definitely been seeing an increase in calls, and especially with all the wet weather that we've been having recently. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a topic that's top of mind. So mosquito bites, the thing that, or repellents is actually what we're getting a lot of questions about. What can we use, especially for kids?
Mm-hmm. Do people still use sulfur? Put sulfur on.
We do have a couple of folks ask about that, and that's an old-time remedy, and we do have that.
The yellow sulfur?
Yeah, the powdered stuff, sure.
When I grew up out in the country, before we would go into the woods, my father used to have me rub sulfur all mm-hmm. over my legs, all over my arms. Mm-hmm. You'd put it all over your body. Now, it's not harmful, is it?
Well, it's not something that's recommended to use.
It's
for
not
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we used it growing up all summer long.
For sure. And we still have people who swear by it now, but it's not one of the recommended therapies.
But you can still buy it. If some of the old timers want sulfur, yep, it's still available.
It's still available for them.
Yes. So what is modern day now?
Yeah, especially for mosquitoes, the choice is DEET. A lot of folks are really familiar with that. Mm-hmm. And so the question becomes, do I need to go, how strong do I want to buy it? And there comes in all sorts of different concentrations. And
is this something you spray on your body?
Spray on, yeah. You'll be familiar with like the off-brand mm-hmm. products, those types of things. They'll contain DEET.
What about those bracelets? Have you seen those things, or do you carry those?
As far as do they work?
Yeah.
If they contain DEET, they might have a little bit of a localized effect. But really, to get full treatment, you really kind of want to get something that would cover more.
Is there anything that will keep the chiggers away from you?
Yeah, chiggers are difficult to do for sure, and there have been evidence that the DEET will work, or like a Permethrin product, like a Nix type product mm-hmm. that some folks might be familiar with.
But if you get the chigger bites, mm-hmm. which I get all the time, I mean, it's just part of summertime, mm-hmm. I would come in and I get that lotion that you put on, calamine lotion.
Calamines.
That works,
that
right?
That will work. Anything with kind of a local anesthetic effect would work. And there actually is a product called Chigarex.
Chigarex?
Yep. It's just a little cream that you can put right on the spots, and that will work. Now, there's a misconception out there that the chiggers actually burrow under your skin, and that you want to put like...
Nail polish
on them to suffocate them. Well, that's not true. They don't burrow under your skin and live there.
Okay, but that's an old-time thing of putting nail polish on, right?
Absolutely, for sure. Yeah,
so the chiggers don't burrow under your skin. They just
don't.
Bite you
mm-hmm.
and they leave?
Yep, it's a real bad localized reaction to their saliva. That's what causes those.
So they're like a little mite, aren't they?
Kind of bite you.
So, and Chigarex will work with that,
yeah,
or the calamine lotion.
Yeah, that will work too.
Okay,
sure.
If you got any questions about any of the summer insect bites, how to keep them away. What's that thing I see an ad on television? It's like puts a dome over you.
Yeah, for sure. I've seen that one. Yeah.
Give them a call at DNH Drug. They'll help you out. What's your phone number?
We're at Broadway 777-7333, and uh-huh. Paris Road is 777-7373.
Okay, Darren Alberti, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And tell your dad I said hi, and Gene Forrester that we said hi.
We'll do it.
Okay,
for sure.
Having you here. Now we turn to Steve Johnson, Missouri River Community Networks. Pleasure to have you.
You need to
go in there and get some of that stuff to keep the mosquitoes away from you.
That's right.
And what's it called? Chigarex?
Chigarex.
Yeah. Chigarex. Okay. But you're out on the Missouri River. But what are we talking about today with the community network?
Well, actually, we're working on local food. Mm-hmm.
activities. Basically, we're promoting farmers markets, local food producers. Local food is really one of the best economic development opportunities that we have in mid-Missouri.
Right. And this coming Saturday, June the 22nd.
June the 28th. Or 22nd.
June 22nd, you're having a Taste of Local Missouri Moniteau County Food Festival.
That's correct.
And that's going to be in historic High Street.
In downtown California. It's a beautiful historic area that they've spent a lot of time and money and energy rehabbing some of the old buildings in downtown California. Beautiful mm-hmm. job. And so we'll have food vendors. We'll have some vendors giving out samples. We'll have food for sale. Mm-hmm. There'll be music. There'll be children's activities. The 4-H will have some children's activities. And so it'll be a fun event. And really the goal here is to bring together local food producers and customers.
So is this a fundraiser for the Missouri River Community Network or
no.
just a get-together?
Yeah, this is actually an educational program that's being sponsored by the Missouri Department of Agriculture, the Specialty Crops Program.
Okay.
So, and it's a free event. It's free to get in. If you want food,
you have to purchase.
To purchase that,
and you'll be able to buy local produce also.
That's correct.
So it'll be like a farmer's market. Also,
it'll be kind of a farmer's market, kind of a farmer's market festival.
Okay. That will be in Moniteau County, the Moniteau County Food Festival, this coming Saturday, June the 22nd, 3 to 7 p.m. in downtown California on historic High Street.
That's correct.
Now, we've got about a minute left here, Steve. Is there anything coming up with the Missouri River Community Network that you would like to...
Well, actually, we'll have... four more of these Taste of Local Missouri food festivals. They'll be the one after this will be July 25th in Osage County,
Lynn, Missouri. Okay.
Then Jefferson City, the Cole County, will be August 24th. These are all Saturdays. The one here in Boone County in Columbia will be Saturday, September the 7th.
And then you got one in Cooper County.
And then in Cooper County on October 12th.
Okay. If people want more information, is there one central telephone number they can call?
Sure. It's 573-256-2602.
Okay. Steve Johnson? Yeah.
Well, there's also a website, TasteOfLocalMissouri.com.
TasteOfLocalMissouri.com. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, music from Chicago. The Maples Rep Theater will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KVIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you'd like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Have yourself a good morning. Bye-bye.